Have you ever wondered how plain old milk magically transforms into the creamy delight we call yogurt? Or how humble cabbage becomes the tangy treat known as sauerkraut? The answer lies in one of nature's most fascinating processes, fermentation. Welcome to today's episode, where we'll unravel the science behind these everyday foods, and more importantly, how these simple wonders can turn ordinary kitchen time into an exciting and educational exploration for you and your kids. Fermentation is a natural process through which microorganisms like bacteria and yeast convert sugars into acids, gases, or alcohol. It's been used for centuries, not just for preserving food, but also for enhancing flavors and boosting nutritional value. Imagine a time without refrigeration. Fermentation was essential for survival. It preserved foods, making them safe to eat, and added nutritional benefits, making them healthier. Let's take a closer look at yogurt. This popular breakfast staple is the result of the fermentation of milk. Beneficial bacteria known as lactobacillus play the starring role. These bacteria consume the lactose found in milk, converting it to lactic acid. This acid not only thickens the milk, giving yogurt its creamy texture, but it also creates an environment that inhibits the growth of harmful bacteria, naturally preserving the yogurt. In making yogurt, you're essentially hosting a live microbial performance in your kitchen, a remarkable demonstration of biology in action. Now on to sauerkraut, the result of fermenting cabbage. It starts with shredding cabbage and then mixing it with salt. The salt draws out moisture, creating a brine. In this anaerobic, airless environment, naturally occurring bacteria, such as Leuconostoc and Lactobacillus, flourish. Over time, these bacteria ferment the sugars in cabbage, producing lactic acid and thus preserving it while giving sauerkraut its distinctive tangy flavor. This effortless transformation is a fantastic way to demonstrate chemistry and biology together. Plus, it's a 3-for-1 educational activity. You get to show your kids how fermentation, preservation, and flavoring all work together. Why are these fermented foods important? Beyond taste and preservation, they are incredibly healthful. Both yogurt and sauerkraut are rich in probiotics, live microorganisms that provide health benefits when consumed. These probiotics aid digestion, enhance gut health, and improve the body's overall immune response. Involving your children in making these foods can spark interest not just in science, but in healthy eating habits as well. Here's how you can bring these concepts to life with simple experiments at home. Start with making yogurt. All you need is milk and a spoonful of plain store-bought yogurt. Heat the milk, mix in the yogurt, and keep it in a warm place for several hours. Watch as they discover the wonders of microbial life at work. Making sauerkraut is just as easy. Slice up some cabbage, add salt, and let it sit. The visual and textural transformations that occur over a week are the science lessons that keep on giving. Engaging your kids in these activities is not just about following recipes. It's about encouraging them to observe and ask questions. Why does the yogurt get thicker? Or what makes the cabbage change its taste? Such questions can ignite their scientific curiosity and inspire them to explore further. This opens a window to discuss topics such as microbiology and nutrition, or even how different cultures have traditionally used fermentation. In today's fast-paced world, finding quality time with your children can be challenging. But when you transform everyday kitchen activities into exciting science adventures, you're doing more than just cooking. You're creating lasting memories, teaching valuable lessons, and most importantly, nurturing a bond that grows stronger with each shared discovery. These moments of learning and laughter can turn an ordinary day into a memorable one, reinforcing the ties between fathers and children. Thank you for joining this episode of Bonding Through Science Snacks. Whether you're driving to work or unwinding at home, I hope these insights have provided you with simple yet profound ways to share the joy of science with your kids. Until next time, keep exploring, learning, and bonding through the science that fills your everyday world.